The wheat crop is coming out of dormancy, and there's a lot of talk right now in the market about freeze damage. For more on that, we're joined by Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's talk a little bit about the current wheat crop conditions.
Well, you look at USDA's estimates of crop conditions on the Oklahoma wheat crop, they've got 19% good to excellent, 42% poor. Last year it was 60% good to excellent rather than the 19. This is the worst crop conditions for the Oklahoma crop since 1996. If you look at Kansas crop, it's 25% good to excellent versus 53% last year, 40% poor versus 12 last year. The Texas is only 18% good to excellent versus 46 last year, and on the poor side, 56% poor to very poor compared to 18% last year. So the crop, at least in this part of the world, doesn't look very good.
And do you think part of that is obviously this chatter that we're hearing about the freeze damage? Is that playing into it?
I think the freeze damage is playing into part of that, but I think the biggest part is that a lot of the crop went in dry. We're in a drought conditions all the way up to the Kansas-Nebraska border and then to the west. So I think it's just drought stress and freeze damage. The freeze damage in central Oklahoma and up into Kansas is probably not very severe, but once you get to western Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Panhandle, Texas Panhandle, and up through western Kansas, I think it's pretty rough. And the talk is that it probably will not recover very much because it doesn't have the root growth. It says in the past we've had the freezes, but it's had strong roots, so it didn't have to build root, it could build tillers. In this case, they're saying that it probably can't build both the roots and the tillers, so it doesn't look very good for that damage in western Oklahoma and Kansas.
I understand the USDA has released some production numbers. What do those look like?
Well, on their outlook form last week, they projected that the United States would produce 2,080,000,000 bushels. However, if you look at the wheat conditions in 96 and the U.S. wheat production, in 96 it was 2% below average. And if you look at average U.S. wheat production, take off that 2%, where the U.S. came out with 663 million bushels ending stocks next year. If you'll take off that 80 million bushels, you get down to 583 million, which is below average.
And expanding that out a little bit, what are the world production numbers looking like?
Well, both the International Grains Council and the Canadian Wheat Board have released estimates. Canada at 24 billion bushels, the International Grains Council at 24.7. If you look at U.S. or world consumption, it's 24.4 billion. So that pretty much implies that expected world production will just about equal world consumption, and world stocks next year will probably remain about the same.
And how does all this, the quality and the numbers, the production numbers, how is all this impacting prices?
Well, we've got prices up in the $8, $8.25 range for forward contracting. I think what's going on in the current situation on crop condition supports these numbers. You know, I've said the expected price was $6.50, $6.75 in June. I think we've got to raise that up into the $7.50, maybe even $8 range. But right now, I'm a little more optimistic price-wise than I was, say, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thank you very much, our grain marketing specialist. We'll see you next time.